Well, hello there, and welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we help military families PCS better. I'm your host, Lindsay Linton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. From interviews with military real estate experts to fellow powerhouse military spouses, we're highlighting some of the major issues that impact military families when they move. And before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network connects military families with local military real estate experts all over the U.S. If you're considering buying or selling a home, connect with Mill Housing Network online at milhousingnetwork.com, or you can always find us on Facebook. So let's dive in. Today's guest is a fellow military spouse and Mill Housing Network brand ambassador, Miss Crystal Constable. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Crystal has been a part of the Mill Housing Network since December of last year and was recently promoted to a leadership position where she's mentoring other brand ambassadors. Yes?
Yes.
Yay! Excited.
It is. It's very exciting.
Well, Crystal, welcome to the Mill Housing Nation, and thank you for being a guest today. And I'm super excited for you to share your story with us. So let's get started. Before we jump into more about our brand ambassador program, I want to learn about your personal military life journey. So how long have you been a military spouse, and how many PCSs?
12 years and 3 PCSs under my belt.
Ooh, congrats. How has military life impacted your career?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Well,
I really
haven't been able to have a career.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
Honestly, because my degree field, they want people to have prior experience, and you're never – and when you move, they don't really look – they kind of look you over since you're a military spouse because they know that you're only going to be there maybe 2 years, maybe 4 if you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never had the opportunity to – someone take a chance on me, be like, sure, we'll take a chance on you. So
where have you guys lived? 3 PCSs. Where have you guys gone overseas? Where are some of the moves?
Our first move was up north in Fort Drum.
Okay.
So we got to experience real snow. Our second PCS was Hawaii.
Oh, hey girl. Hey.
So that was awesome. And our last PCS was in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. So
nice.
We kind of like bounced around a little bit.
Okay. Well, I know we mentioned that you're a Mill Housing Nation brand ambassador. Can you explain what that is?
Well, basically, I help fellow military spouses that are looking to buy or sell their home, and I help them connect to our great team that is, specialized in military families. So they totally get the struggles and the concerns that we face when it comes to buying or selling a property before you PCS.
That's awesome. So as a brand ambassador, you're kind of like a PCS mentor, yes?
Yes, that's a good way to look at it. Yeah, I kind of like help them in the middle ground, find those right people to connect with.
Yeah, so we're matchmaking. So you're connecting with military spouses that might not know where to go. And we're connecting them with real estate resources that can help them make better decisions. Yes?
Yes.
I love it. Okay, so what is that like for you? Like, what's a typical day look like as a brand ambassador? And we were just chatting before we got on the phone. It's always something interesting. Yes?
Yes. This never fails. When you're, like, going to plan to do something, something always happens. But for me, the biggest plus is I get to do it all from home.
Okay.
So I get to help other families, and I still get to take care of my family, so that's a big plus. So normally my days look like I take care of my family first, mm-hmm. and then I dive into social media, and maybe 2 hours I try to see if there's any families out there to ask questions about buying or selling, and then I just kind of connect with them on the post, chat with them a little bit, and then if they still want my help, then I kind of give them personal conversations, and we talk about their needs and their wants, And then I connect them to the rest of our team that is the magic people, I call them. I'm like, they make the magic happen. So
the magic is getting folks connected with the right realtor to connect with so that they can talk about specific real estate questions, right?
Right, yes. Yes, because since I'm not the realtor, we keep it just personal chat and conversation, and I tell them, please save all those great questions for your realtor because they will be able to give you every little detail or tell you where to find these answers and guide you the rest of the way.
Yeah, well, and I love that because I think what we're seeing a lot of is that military spouses want to connect with other military spouses that have gone through the process, right? They've PCS, they understand
right.
what it's like. And given that we're all military spouses as a part of the Brand Ambassador Program, we have gone through those struggles, and many of us have had direct struggles finding housing or connecting with the right resources. So it's a lot of sharing our personal struggles, and that's why I love saying that you're a PCS mentor, and who better to guide other military families than fellow military spouses that have been there, done that, and that can just give personal experience to fellow families that are moving. Because for a lot of military families, Crystal, this is their first PCS, right?
Right, yes. It's very interesting when I meet those new families that have lived somewhere for like 5 years, or even I met one family the other day and they've been somewhere like 8 years.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
You've got roots.
I'm
Holy
like,
cow.
How did you manage that? Yeah, I was like, how did you get so lucky? But so it's always fun to hear their stories and just like learn about their history and where they're going and what they're going to do, what their plans are. So I guess to me, I'm learning from them and they're learning from me. So it's kind of cool.
I love that. So what's the most rewarding part about being a brand ambassador?
I would think for me is just knowing that I'm helping a fellow spouse, because it's so stressful in the military community. I think a lot of people don't realize that it is really hard and stressful, and just being able to connect with someone that is kind and that is just willing to listen and help you, like give you genuine advice or resources that they know that are positive. It's not going to like misguide you or mislead you. Like, so I think that's great, just being able to help them know like, hey, these are real people. They really care about you and they will help you whatever you decide.
Well, and I love that. And I think that a lot of military spouses don't know where to go. There's a lot of resources out there. There's a lot of organizations that support military families. And I feel like it's almost stifling and overwhelming to know where to even start.
It is very much so. It is like, who does what and how can you help me? Yeah. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think staying true to what the Brand Ambassador Program does, it's helping somebody connect with them on a personal level and just making sure that they get connected with the right resources and people so that they can make the best decision for their family. Because everybody needs to just take the information back, analyze it, and figure out, does this work for my family?
I totally agree. I think that's like one of the best things, because they don't feel pressured or overwhelmed. They feel like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. So
yeah,
that is always a plus.
So because you work with so many PCSing families right at the beginning of their move, is there a question that you get constantly asked?
At the moment, everyone just really talks about schools. That's like a big thing. That's the only thing that really is consistent with the families that have kids is mm-hmm. school and location. And so, you know, those are like the biggest things. Other than that, once they kind of, it's just general things about the base, then they're like, oh, I'll learn that when I get there. So it's just kind of like everybody just seems like they think about the school, they think mm-hmm. about location, they think about what will happen when you PCS. So a lot of, I have to say, they have good mind frames because they're thinking about the future, even though it's, you know, it's like 3 or 4 years down the road. But
mm-hmm.
so those are really, yeah, that's like my common thing. Other than that, everybody's story is so different. So it's kind of like, oh, cool. Something that, yeah.
Oh yeah. And I learn something new every day, and no two interactions are always the same. Somebody always has different challenges. They've been through a different experience. You know, I've met families that I'm like, I didn't even know we had military representation there. It's like, holy cow, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's the beautiful thing about working with military families is it's never the same, and there's always a new story to be learned.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, especially when you have families that have purchased homes before, and then you have families that have not. So it's kind of like, whoa, okay. And then everybody has their own information that they, get from different places. So it's like, oh, okay, that's cool. I never knew that. I'll
Yeah.
have to add that to my list of finds and learning. So it's really fun.
I love that. So tell me more. And so in theme of the memorable stories, can you think of any one particular story that has really impacted you since being a brand ambassador?
The story that sticks out right now, it just happened like a month ago. There's this family. They're PCS from overseas, and so the wife would just cross paths, and she was so grateful that she actually got to talk to me, or allowed me to reach out to her, because she, when they moved overseas, they didn't know, they didn't have support, so it was kind of like you figure it out on your own. And so now they're coming back from the States, and they haven't been here in 5 years. So now she just felt like, oh my God, it's so great to like have support, have someone helping us. And so that really made me feel good. And even after talking to her, after she connected with everybody, she was so thankful for everybody on our team for everything they were doing and just reaching out to her and her family.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
So
And that
yeah.
it really is. That's what makes the dream work amazing, is that hearing those success stories and hearing how grateful families are for the assistance and the help. Everybody in our network, from our brand ambassadors to our realtors to even the closing gifts that we send our clients, it contributes directly back to the military spouse community. And, obviously I'm championing this because it is part of the Mill Housing Network. But I think it's so special hearing from you, Crystal, because you've never purchased a home. And when you approached us
No.
to work with the Mill Housing Network, you have even considered getting your real estate license. Yes?
Yes, I
I love that. And
Yes.
it literally, it's the mission. It really is. It's providing military spouses with career opportunities, and showing them that it doesn't have to be in a traditional setting, and that we are fellow military spouses sticking together and championing you to achieve different things. That is everything that we do. So if there is one thing you want other military families or spouses to know about Mill Housing Network, what would it be?
I would say I am so blessed to be working with an awesome organization that really stands behind the families and the spouses and just really allows like opportunities for a person like a spouse like me, because I never had the opportunity to be able to work from home, to help other people, and just feel like I'm helping with a bigger picture. So that's just like the one thing that this is a true organization that I'll stand behind no matter what the future holds. So I want them to know, like, hey, these are real people. They really understand your struggles and they really care about you. It's not just you're a number to them.
I love that, Crystal. And thank you for sharing that. And by no
Oh,
means,
you're welcome.
you are everything that we wanted this organization to be. So I truly mean that. And
Thank you.
you really are. You are everything that I ever wanted and will continue to want for my fellow. I'm getting emotional because it's something that I'm very passionate
Oh,
about. So
yes.
thank you. Thank you. So if you'd like to learn
Thank
more
you.
about our brand ambassador program, and you would like to connect with Crystal, head over to the millhousingnetwork.com website, where you're going to visit our careers tab and you're going to click on brand ambassador. That's where it's going to give you a little bit more information about exactly what our brand ambassadors do. Once you fill that out, one of our amazing program directors named Miss Audrey is going to reach out to you to connect. And then you'd have an awesome opportunity once in the program to work with a mentor like Crystal. So Crystal is one of our mentors, and she's doing a phenomenal job in mentoring our new PCS mentors, if you will, mentees. And we just want to continue to expand this program because we really do feel like this program can provide a lot of ample opportunity for our fellow military spouses. So Crystal, thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
And I think I hear baby in the background, as most military
Yes.
spouses do. We always juggling 90 things.
Yes.
So if you want to learn more, again, about our brand ambassador program, go to millhousingnetwork.com, click on the podcast, look for Crystal's episode, or you can always visit our career tab. And while you're on the podcast page, take a moment to browse our past episodes, opt in to work with one of our amazing realtors, or fill out the form to become a guest on our upcoming shows. Don't forget to sign up for our weekly podcast alerts, and we are now in iTunes. So scoot on over to iTunes and make sure you subscribe. We're super excited about that. So thanks again, Crystal, for joining us today, and I really appreciate everything that you're doing, and thank you for believing in us.
And thank you.
I'm so excited.
Thank you, too, for all that you do.
Thank you. Well, I'm Lindsay Litton. Thank you guys so much for listening, and join us next time as we interview another PCS Pro. So bye for now, Millhousing Nation listeners.